Although it's all right to spell all together as one word, I learned that it was decidedly not all right to spell all right as one word.
That's what they say. Anne Kurzant, professor of English at the University of Michigan. Nice to see you, Anne.
Nice to be back, Rena.
We're going to tackle some words with a split personality, in written form, that is. All right is a great example, isn't it?
It is, because the form of all right spelled as one word is something that people really don't like. And even though it's been around for over 100 years at this point, it's still considered non-standard. Many of us learned never write that as one word, always write it as two.
But we see it spelled different ways. We see all right with two L's, one word, right, and then we also see it with A-L-R-I-G-H-T, all right.
I think that usually when it's one word, you only get one L, and then the way we're told we're supposed to spell it is with two L's, two words. And we have examples. Langston Hughes, James Joyce spelled it with as one word, but we're still told that's non-standard. Don't do it.
And I'm not going to do it. And I don't like it when I see it. So there. So here's another one. Every day and every day.
Someone just asked me about this a few days ago. Every day as two words is an adverb, as in I do that every day. When we want to make it an adjective, suddenly it's one word, as in that's an everyday occurrence. So there's actually a rule when it's an adverb versus when it's an adjective.
Here's another one, sometime.
I have to say sometime trips me up. It's usually one word if we're referring to an indefinite moment in the future. So let's meet sometime next week, one word. It's two words if you say that's been happening for some time. But here's this thing I found out, and I don't know if you know this or not. As I was digging around about this a little bit, I was looking at American Heritage, and there was a usage note that said that as an adjective, the usage panel rejects those of us who say, that country is a sometime ally. I had no idea that was a problem. Did you?
No, I had no idea.
Apparently, the majority of the usage panel tells us, don't do that, even though I think many of us already do.
And so, in other words, we don't listen to a thing they say.
Well, we might do well to listen to it, but I had no idea there was a usage problem there.
Fascinating. As always, thanks, Anne. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.